to your CBD store.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay. We have an accident on the Selma Highway near Gateway Drive. That's going to be right near Airport Trailer. That accident involves an injury. Watch out for emergency vehicles and slow down. That could be a trouble spot if you're headed outbound on the Selma Highway. Eastern Boulevard at Woodmere, we have an accident reported there that could be causing a little bit of a tie-up. Vaughn Road at Fairlane, we're hoping the disabled vehicle is out of the way there. That's right near Vaughn Road Elementary. Interstates looking good. A little bit of a slowdown at the 6585 interchange, Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue from downtown outbound, looking good as well. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration's going on through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery in my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No holds, layaways, or returns.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts. Also, marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance. 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star Steaks. EBT and all credit cards accepted.
October 3rd is Techies Day, a day to salute the folks who make sure all the computers and technical equipment work perfectly. You know who I'm talking about. The nerds with the pocket protectors and the sinus problems. The 40-something geeks who still live with their mothers and don't have girlfriends. You know, the losers with bad hygiene who make sure nothing goes wrong with the equipment.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Federal health officials reporting more than 1,000 confirmed or probable cases of lung illnesses linked to vaping.
Of that, Dr. Ann Schuchat says,
there have been 18 deaths confirmed and reported to CDC from 15 states.
And of the more than 1,000 cases, most are male.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Former U.S. envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker testifying before three House committees as part of the impeachment inquiry of President Trump.
Volker matters because he's really at that pivot point, the nexus between all the major players and the fallout of the July 25th phone call between the president and the Ukrainian leader. So the president, the Ukrainian leadership, the State Department, as well as Rudy Giuliani.
Fox's Catherine Herridge. The president says he did nothing wrong when asking Ukraine's leader to investigate Joe Biden and his family. America is listening to Fox News.
And Neil Smith, an old buck buddy. Are you here, Neil? Neil, I miss you, man. I miss you.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And our final name for the afternoon is Michael Phillips. Michael Phillips. Michael Phillips, you have until 6 p.m. to call us back at 396-5477 and make sure that you're eligible to win the big prize this week, and that is a one-hour relaxation massage once a month for a whole year from Smart's Kid Med Spa and Salon in Prattville. So Michael Phillips, the number again, 396-5477. Brad McDonald joining us shortly.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay. We have an accident on the Selma Highway near Gateway Drive. That's going to be right near Airport Trailer. That accident involves an injury. Watch out for emergency vehicles and slow down. That could be a trouble spot if you're headed outbound on the Selma Highway. Eastern Boulevard at Woodmere, we have an accident reported there that could be causing a little bit of a tie-up. Vaughn Road at Fairlane, we're hoping the disabled vehicle is out of the way there. That's right near Vaughn Road Elementary. Interstates looking good. A little bit of a slowdown at the 65-85 interchange, Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue from downtown outbound looking good as well. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration's going on through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We had a responsibility to shed light on these stories.
This is not the average case of a whodunit. I love how bad guys get caught using science. Y'all ready to do this? We're all going to do it together. The person whose life you save will be someone that you know.
I'm so thankful for you.
The power of 11 starts with one. One show, The Dr. Oz Show.
Weekday mornings at 9 and evenings at 10:05 on Fox 20.
Got a report from Michael Boyle, who says it rained, real rain, in Clanton.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
No. Brad McDonald joining us in a moment. Weird day on Wall Street. We'll find out why.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The search continues for the suspect accused of shooting at a Montgomery police officer Wednesday during an altercation at the Sam's Club on Eastern Boulevard. The officer was not shot, but did suffer minor injuries in the fight. Police say a second person who was taken into custody yesterday had no knowledge of the theft, didn't enter the business or fire a weapon, and was a passenger in the vehicle that fled, so no charges will be filed against them. It took just 5 minutes for the board of Montgomery's Lead Academy to meet last night and terminate Dr. Nicole Ivy, the charter school's first principal. School officials say the search for a replacement is now underway. Selma City offices were back open today after they were forced to close Wednesday because of an employee sick out. Mayor Dario Melton says the employees stayed home because they want certain demands met, including increased pay, additional staff, and proper equipment to perform their duties. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you could hang on just another couple of days, some nice relief is on the way. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature drops to about 72. Tomorrow, record high territory again. Highs in the upper 90s. And the rain chances, not zero. There'll be a couple of showers on the radar. I'll say 20% or less on the rain chances. Saturday's high, 95. Sunday's high, 91. Again, the rain chances tiny on Saturday, under 20%. Then widely scattered storms Sunday. Then Monday and Monday night. Scattered showers. Showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cool front moving through the state, and that will usher in some much cooler air. I'm talking about high temperatures that'll be in the low 80s by the time we get into Tuesday and Wednesday, and then lows at night right around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come to me. Do this baby fast time. Oh, come on.
Beatles singing German for Oktoberfest.
Jawohl.
What a classy show this is.
Jawohl.
If I don't say so myself. Adding to that touch of class, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon, my friend.
Hey, good afternoon, buddy. How's it going?
Well, I was having lunch. I'm not name dropping here. I'm not that. I am not the kind of person that name drops. I was having lunch with Larry Stevens.
Ooh, the odds.
And so I always check in to see how the market's doing. I saw all this trend. I thought, oh, well, we're in one of those correction cycles or something. It was down like 300 points. And much to my surprise, I get back here, and it was green. So it went way down and then finished up. And that's an interesting little trend. Can you give us the behind-the-scenes story on those numbers?
Yeah, so basically, you know, the last few days, what we've talked about were some of this data that was coming in. So if you remember, we saw that ISM manufacturing number. It was so bad, worst reading in probably 10 years. So really, really a nasty number. But then I was talking about how that services number has been pretty good in recent months. And so we got that number today. And it was still above 50, but, you know, the reading we had last month was around 56.7 or so, which is a pretty strong, healthy number. Well, this one was around 52, pretty rapid deceleration, and still above 50, so that shows contraction and shows new orders and all of that. But it really cast a broad fear into the market, thinking that, if we go below 50 next month, then we've got both the services sector as well as the manufacturing sector in contraction, and that is what really, really freaks everyone out, because that's the big R word, recession. And then we had that jobs number, you know, that ADP private payroll number yesterday, which was at 135,000, and that wasn't the greatest number. It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't the greatest. And then tomorrow, of course, we get the number from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the official sort of government read on employment. And so everyone's going to be focused on that. So the bottom line is, we saw that services number come out this morning. The market went down, as you just pointed out. We were down another 300, which would have meant about 1,100 Dow points down in 3 days. But then we started seeing movement in the federal funds market that would indicate this a really sort of a more confident tone, if you will, that the Fed is probably going to have to cut the federal funds rate again in the next month's meeting, which they really were not thinking about doing. They were thinking maybe if they did cut again, it might be sort of the end of the year. But now it looks like they probably are going to have to cut again in October. The end of the month, and then I think yesterday we talked about QE. We haven't talked a lot about QE in recent years. Quantitative easing by the Fed, we all know what that is, but that's something that occurred for many years out of the financial crisis. And of course, as I've said, the Europeans have continued to do this for years and years. They just recently stepped up their QE program. The Japanese have never stopped doing their QE program. And this is kind of part of the problem. You know, the strong dollar, the trade war, these are sort of headwinds. And then so it's not surprised that maybe this is, you know, starting to catch up with us a little bit. But if the Fed comes in, then I think that stabilizes things pretty quickly. And that's why the market rallied. Sort of middle of the day, towards the end of the day.
I'm glad to see that. It's always nice, when I see especially 3 days of substantial, it wasn't, the crash of 29, it wasn't Black Friday. But when you see a couple of days and the momentum is in the red and then it's reversed within the same day, that's what really got my attention today. And I knew you would know why.
Yeah, when I talk about these things, and the listeners out there hear me commenting on all of these markets and whatnot and talking about the potential for a recession, number one, I don't think we're going into a recession. I think things are slowing down. Clearly, we're seeing that. But the second thing I want to say is you know, the U.S. is very, very strong. Our banks are unbelievably well capitalized, you know, and we've got a very strong financial system. Our debt to GDP ratios here in the United States are probably the best in the world. I mean, if you go around the world, you look at Europe, you look at Japan, you look at even China. You know, China's at a 400% debt to gross domestic product, meaning four times the debt is the size of their economy. Wow. The United States is around 1-to-1, to put it in perspective. So we have a very strong economy, and so, yes, we do have business cycles. They are real. You have expansion and you have contraction. You know, but the bottom line is, when you're in the middle of a trade war and you've had this strong dollar like we've had, eventually that's going to catch up and the U.S. is going to slow down some. Whether we go into a full-blown recession, I think the jury is still way out on that. And still a lot of data to see before we get any sort of confirmation that that may be coming. So no need to get unnerved over anything I'm saying. I'm just simply suggesting we are seeing evidence of early indications of a slowdown in the economy.
And there's a difference between a slowdown and a recession.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. And, you know, listen, we're still within, about 4% of our all-time highs in the market. You know, so if there was something really horrible going on in these numbers, you know, we would probably be, you know, be down around 10% or so. But the simple fact of the matter is the Fed's got to get with the game. You know, they tightened too aggressively. They raised the federal funds rate too many times. They also allowed their balance sheet to begin to run off a little too soon and a little too quick. The excess reserves that are in the system at the Fed, that's the big story. That's the issue. That's why we saw this little, you know, hiccup with the repos a week or so ago. All signs that this is really more of about, in my mind, a global issue, not so much a U.S. issue. And the Fed's just going to have to get with the game because the rest of the world is printing money like mad, mm-hmm. and we're tightening, and that's not helpful. So, you know, the Fed just needs to pull back and be a little bit more accommodative and find the real true neutral rate out there, mm-hmm. and then I think we'll be okay.
And on that note, we urge you to start thinking about your financial future. And I especially address this to those of you who have a lot of time in front of you in life, that a painless amount of money on a regular basis grow into a sizable nest egg, and you won't miss it, but it'll be working for you, and that's the whole idea, to get your money, you work for it, get it to work for you. And McDonald and Hagen is a great team of people that would like to have the chance to talk to you about how you can plan for your financial future. So there's no pressure with this. This is a get acquainted conversation. Call 387-0094. Find a few minutes where you can stop by and sit down and talk about you and your goals and where you would like to be and how they can help you achieve them. That's 387-0094, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. And Brant, big news tomorrow. We're here, buddy.
Yeah, there's a 50-50 chance. Remember, the big jobs numbers tomorrow, the market's already sort of coiled up a little tight. So we could get some movement. We'll see.
All righty. We'll look forward to it.
All right, buddy. Take care, War Eagle.
Yes, War Eagle.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Today's show is brought to you by the new Forever 21 stores, now called Forever Chapter 11.
It is 21 minutes after 5 o'clock. I just received a bunch of interesting little texts and notes from Charles Russell. Trump's war chest is swelling like a tick on a hound. See, this is what the media will not report. Americans, look, and I've said this many times especially in the last 6 months, if they keep pushing, we're generally nice, nonviolent people. We believe in our country. We want everybody to do well, not just one group. And we've had a president who seems more concerned with us than people who don't even belong here. And we've gone back to our lives, and we're raising our families, we're paying our bills, meeting our responsibilities. And the left hates that because they're basically useless when things are going well. So when there is no problem, create one. They are really pushing the envelope. I know there's a huge women's march, conservative women's march, I believe, 2 weeks from Saturday or a week from Saturday. The bikers want to come back and put some thunder in D.C. We know whose side they're on. Mm-hmm. They're not there to cause trouble. But I'd like to see some of these cowards, I was going to use a different word, but the rosy filter kicked in.
We'll do it.
Yeah. We'll see how many of them turn out to take on the bikers.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll probably have basements to visit or something.
Yeah.
But the one way people can make their, you know, express their feelings without going to a rally, because they don't have time, they got lives.
Exactly. We have to work for a living.
Send Donald Trump a few bucks, because that's how most of his donations are coming in. They're small donations from regular Americans. Say, I got your back, Mr. President. Stay in the fight. Stay in the fight. And he is raising huge amounts of money. And on the other hand, the media wets itself every time Elizabeth Warren gets a check bigger than 10 bucks because, oh, well, look at that groundswell of support for fake Ahanas. I can't stand it, Terry. It's making me crazy. We're going to check traffic real quick here at 523.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update for you. Highway 80 at Gateway. This is going to be just before Airport Trailer. We have an accident with injury. Emergency vehicles, personnel on the scene, use caution. There is a bit of a backup there. Troy Highway at Bell Road. We have an accident there, minor. We're hoping it's not going to cause any problems, but a little bit of a backup on Bell Road. Atlanta Highway, busy but moving. 231 to Wetumpka is looking good. I-65 and 85 are accident-free, as well as the Atlanta Highway. Montgomery Cardiovascular, now located at Festival Plaza Shopping Center. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
He's here. We got him trapped. So let's have a word with the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime Terrians, by the way, clearing the air Saturday night, 6 to 10.
Yes. Well, now this week, tomorrow, or Saturday rather, I'm going to Barber's Motorsports with a listener. So I'll be late getting here, but we will do. We've got a replay schedule, but I'm going to come in and override it as soon as I can, as quickly as I can. So, you know, we do 4 hours every Saturday night. So we'll get at least a couple of those.
All right. But, of course, in real life, he is the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. Let's talk about October at Adams Motorsports and maybe that Christmas layaway program.
Absolutely, folks. If you want to be the big hero come Christmas, come and let our professionals help you choose something for the family, for you, whether you want to hit the water, go off-road, two wheels, four wheels, six wheels. We have it all. Doesn't matter. We have Polaris right now. They're throwing up to $1,500 on Rangers, up to $1,000 on the new 1000, which is just incredible. Up to $700 on the Crew, which is the huge six-seater. So they got, Polaris has got everything going on. Plus they got, on top of the rebates, they have special low interest rates. Suzuki's in on that too. 1.99, as low as 1.99% APR.
Wow.
Are $1,000 on select sport bikes. The 2020 M109 Cruisers, 1.99 APR, up to $1,700 on Cruisers. Boosa's as low as 1.99 APR. They're throwing up to $1,000 on select sport bikes. Up to 1.99 APR on entry-level bikes, up to $1,500 off on the motocross, the new REM motocross bikes. They've even got the Bergman line of scooters, which is incredible. They make really good scooters, 1.99% APR. If you're more of a four-wheel guy, up to $1,400 off on the ATVs. Kawasaki's kind of doing the same thing, up to $2,500 off on bikes, $1,250 on ATVs, up to $2,000 on side-by-sides. That would be the Mules or the Terex, up to $1,500 off on select jet skis, I mean, everything's going on right now. They're throwing huge money at stuff. And it's perfect timing for you, because if you buy what you want to have for Christmas, we'll put it in the warehouse, keep it ready for you, and then when Christmas gets here, boom, here you go. You're ready to go.
All right. You'll find Adams Motorsports at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. 1.9, as low as 1.9.
Yes, that's unreal.
And that's at a consumer-friendly credit standard.
Yes, they buy it down. That's correct.
AdamsMotorsports.com to get it started, then stop by and see Terry and the team tomorrow or Friday. Great idea for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're continuing our edition, Elizabeth Warren campaign music. Mark Cumby sent this. It's an interesting clip.
It is interesting. Mm-hmm.
From an old movie.
It
it's the oldest Native American drumming video ever, but I'm still kind of inclined to want to go with Tomahawk Chop. We also want to talk a little bit about the Richard Jewell movie that Clint Eastwood is producing and is coming out.
I'm interested in that.
Plan to see that. I am already interested.
Yeah, me too.
In hearing that story. And it's also our silly segment. So coming up in just a couple of minutes, God made a Democrat.
Tonight on CBS, evil is the new drama dozens of critics have two words for. Must watch.
Wow.
What do you want from me?
It's masterful. The show you have to see. It's the best thing out there this season.
So, what are we watching?
A new episode of Evil. After a night of all-new comedy, tonight only CBS.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033. Vicks Children's knows that kids ask a lot of questions, especially when they're sick.
Mom, what's red dye 33?
Artificial food coloring.
What's high fructose corn syrup?
Processed sugar.
Some are surprising.
Can I have alcohol?
Definitely not. Are you reading this somewhere?
My cough syrup label.
Vicks Children's remove these unnecessary additives to build a better children's cough medicine. So you can answer.
When will I feel better?
Soon.
Dump these additives and keep the relief with new Vicks Children's cough and congestion. Use as directed.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 4499. That's promo code 4499 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
On FM. On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And on the eighth day, God looked down at his fallen paradise and said, I need a troublemaker. So God made the Democrats. God said, I'll make somebody who sees others get up before dawn and milk cows and work all day in the fields and milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of a local school board, only to maintain the government deserves a still greater share of their labor. So God made a Democrat. He said, I need somebody who sees a man spend countless hours away from his family, pouring the sweat of his brow and the passion of his heart and the savings of his lifetime into building a dream of a business, into a struggling business, into a successful business, and who comes to the conclusion that he didn't build that. So God made a Democrat. God said, I need somebody who sees an independent woman who gets married, manages her household, advises her husband, volunteers with her church, and starts her own small business, and still sees a victim of gender bias. So God made a Democrat. He said, I need somebody who panics over climate when it gets too hot or too cold, someone who always sees the world getting dirtier, pollution getting worse in America as the root of the problem. Someone who sees the evil that men can do and who blames inanimate tubes of metal. Someone who believes organized labor contracts are written in stone, but that the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, is a living, breathing document of flexible meaning. So God made a Democrat. God said, I need somebody who thinks showing a photo ID to rent a movie is fine, but showing one in order to vote is racist. I need someone who believes that parents have the right to consent whether or not their daughter gets an aspirin, but not whether she gets an abortion. Someone who believes that death is not just a cause for grief, but an opportunity for taxation. Someone who sees an extra large cup of fizzing, cool, delicious iced soda and sees a need to regulate cup size. So God made a Democrat. It had to be somebody without anything to do, somebody willing to protest on the weekends, somebody willing to plaster the back of their car with bumper stickers and make friends uncomfortable at dinner conversations and holidays, somebody willing to pay $90 for a PBS tote bag and spend extra on green laundry detergent, somebody who could construct a social safety net into a program of dependency so powerful that sons and daughters will tell their social workers they plan to live their lives doing what their folks do. So God made a Democrat. You see, the Lord does work in mysterious ways.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier this afternoon, Eastern Boulevard at Woodmere. We're still showing a little bit of a slowdown there. Use caution. Hopefully that accident is out of the way. Boulevard is busy, but moving this afternoon, as well as I-65 and 85. They're bunched up a little bit on 85 where it merges onto 65 at the Cloverleaf. It'll take you a little bit to get through there. Atlanta Highway stop and go at the lights from the Eastern Boulevard all the way past Taylor Road. We'll keep you updated this afternoon. It doesn't matter if you want to talk used cars or football. Stop by Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. They're happy to have you stop by and browse with no pressure. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And now a star is born. On October 3rd, 1969, the world welcomed little baby Gwen Stefani.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Congratulations. She's just a girl in the world.
Oh, I thought I was having a hollaback girl.
No, she ain't no hollaback girl.
Gwen Stefani, a star is born.
I am such a putz. Well, no, I, my buddy Lou went to school and graduated with somebody who you could say is the greatest one-hit wonder of all time. And I was trying to post the picture and make a guess who contest out of it on Facebook, but I couldn't remember how I saved the photo with what term. And since I was, well, I'll try guess who, so I put it, but I had done this contest before, and it was a picture of the girl from Cheers, Shelley Long. So now I have to delete this post, for which I apologize, and I will find, how did I label the other one? Hey, by the way, there's a really cute, I know you guys think I'm losing it, my passion for politics, for all things conservative, for truth, justice, and the American way.
But there's
a really damn cute Yorkie video that I just had to put on. 272-9228 is our number. And one more time.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Look at that little thing.
I know it. Cute. Thing.
Such a Oh. our name this hour, last time we'll call it, Michael Phillips. You have until 6. To call us at 272-9228 and make yourself eligible to win a great prize. In this case, it would be an hour relaxation massage from Smart Skin Men's Bond Salon. 1 hour every month for an entire year.
And aromatherapy.
The aromatherapy, good Lord, your senses will be overwhelmed. So... oh, it won't take that, this thing. 396-5477, Michael Phillips, call us.
Call Michael.
Before I turn into a stammering wreck. All right, so I guess I'm going to have to save this again to get this thing to work. because I really want people to guess who this guy is. It looks a little strange, doesn't he? I don't want the web page. I want the photo. Yeah, good. This is beautiful.
Okay, yeah. I know who it is.
Yeah.
That was a great song.
Yeah, but look at him. I mean, he looks...
It looks like he's been...
a little eccentric, yeah.
Yeah, out in California.
Yeah,
or somewhere
he grew up, graduated in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
And spent a lot of time in California.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, well, that'll do it.
We have your local news coming up. We set another temperature record today. That's 7 days in a row. We broke a record that stood since 1959. And Rich will join us tomorrow morning with the latest timing on the approaching cold front that should also bring us a little rain.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The search continues for the suspect accused of shooting at a Montgomery police officer Wednesday during an altercation at the Sam's Club on Eastern Boulevard. The officer was not shot, but did suffer minor injuries in the fight. Police say a second person who was taken into custody yesterday had no knowledge of the theft, didn't enter the business or fire a weapon, and was a passenger in the vehicle that fled, so no charges will be filed against them. Selma City offices were back open today after they were forced to close Wednesday because of an employee sick out. Mayor Dario Melton says the employees stayed home because they want certain demands met, including increased pay, additional staff, and proper equipment to perform their duties. It took just 5 minutes for the board of Montgomery's Lead Academy to meet last night and terminate Dr. Nicole Ivy, the charter school's first principal. School officials say the search for replacement is now underway. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. If you can hang on just another couple of days, some nice relief is on the way. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature drops to about 72. Tomorrow, record high territory again. Highs in the upper 90s. And the rain chances, not zero. There'll be a couple of showers on the radar. I'll say 20% or less on the rain chances. Saturday's high, 95. Sunday's high, 91. Again, the rain chances tiny on Saturday, under 20%. Then widely scattered storms Sunday. Then Monday and Monday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cool front moving through the state. And that will usher in some much cooler air. I'm talking about high temperatures that'll be in the low 80s by the time we get into Tuesday and Wednesday. And then lows at night right around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Don't forget, Tuckett and Son Predictathon tomorrow morning, and we're doing Auburn, Florida this week. And Donna Mitchell, stop by, and we'll let you know what's up for grabs. That should be a good game.
Yes.
Auburn's going to win.
Coming up Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, after the show, we're having another one of our focus group pizza gatherings.
Wow.
And I will make a list, like we did last time, 10 people who would like to come by, and food's free on the house at the pizza place, which is a great, I mean, they got a fantastic buffet, so many different and inventive takes on pizza, including that enormous pizza called the...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a jaw-dropper. They got a buffet. They have a fountain soda machine that meets my incredibly high standards of excellence, and they're real nice people. So we're going to host a group of 10 who would like to do a focus group. Like last time, we'll be looking for your feedback on a variety of radio-related things. We're always open for suggestions and ideas, but we would like to make this fun. Have some great food, because the pizza place is awesome. Mm-hmm. If you've never been, it's right next to the Dollar General at Perry Hill and Harrison Road. And not only do they have great pizza, great subs, 10-inch subs, and a buffet to enjoy if you want to mix and match, you can do that too. And priced, I think, very reasonably. But 10 of you can be my guest on Tuesday. Check your schedules to see if you're available. And if you're interested in getting involved in some real radio feedback. Because ultimately, I got some things going on. I want to get some feedback from you. This has always been your show. So, that'll be this coming Tuesday, right after happy hour at 6. We'll head over and we'll spend an hour or so over there chatting. I may actually bring a question form for you to fill out anonymously and stick in the mail. Yes, we will provide the stamp. But mostly I want it to be conversational, because we'd love to know what you think. And if this sounds interesting to you, please know that when we do this event at the pizza place, I really want honesty. I'm not going there to be praised, to have my butt kissed or anything like that. This is, you don't stay in this business a long time unless you're listening. The best people in radio, the people that were my heroes, the people who had long, wonderful Hall of Fame careers, were better listeners than talkers. You know, that sounded so intelligent that I think I should end the show there and that's play excellent. 15 minutes of Bugs Bunny drops.
There you go. love me some Bugs Bunny.
I wanted to see, and I haven't previewed this yet. I'm going to assume that the language is okay.
That's why God made a dump button.
Well, that's why, yes. And that's why God gifted me with the fastest fingers in town. I have references.
I believe you.
But when I move my hands to the dump button, you can hear the thunder in the studio. They move so quickly. But once again, Clint Eastwood picking a topic, I think it's not only an interesting and tragic story, but one that will remind you of how the media has not changed one bit. They are a pack of wolves with an agenda, and when they have decided to put the bullseye on you, they will destroy your life, like they did Richard Jewell.
Tape going. All right, Richard, here's what we're going to do.
We need a voice exemplar.
I want you to say into this phone, there's a bomb in Centennial Park, You have 30 minutes.
Richard, you're a national hero now.
Thank you, sir. But I was just doing my job.
He was a security guard at the 96
Workers. You always look at the guy who found the bomb, just like you always look at the guy who found the body.
Jewel fits the profile of the lone bomber, a frustrated white man who is a police wannabe who seeks to become a hero.
We're running it.
You're a suspect.
You don't talk.
I talk. Say it.
I don't talk.
This might be the only way to clear your name. I want you to say there's a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
Stop trying to be their best friend.
I was raised to respect authority.
Authorities are looking to eat you alive.
There's a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
I'm sorry, what?
His accusers are two of the most powerful forces in the world. The United States government and the media.
I do want to help y'all. I'm law enforcement, too. There is a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
Did he do it?
Richard Jewell is an innocent man. He's a hero.
There is a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
One more time, just a little louder.
I report the facts.
You've ruined this man's life.
There is a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
Do a couple in a row.
My son saved people's lives.
A bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
You set that bomb.
There is a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
I don't know how to protect you.
I think your client is guilty as hell.
They want to fry you. You ready to start fighting back?
Wow.
I think Eastwood's trying to give back.
Yes, I do. I agree. I completely agree. And like all of his other movies, it'll make money because he picks good stories to tell. But did you hear in there, you know, the mob? We're going to go with the story.
They had their minds made.
So you mentioned earlier the Atlanta Journal-Constitution ultimately didn't have to pay, but NBC and CNN did. In their rush to judgment on this man. And yes, somebody else was found guilty of this crime in which people were killed.
It's just wrong on so many levels.
I hear what struck me about this, we first saw this on the morning show. What jumped out at me was the tone, the consistency between then and now with this rat pack in the media. They're disgusting.
They are.
People.
The media is so powerful. I don't think people can wrap their minds around what a powerful weapon the media is for the left.
Yes. Without question.
They set the narrative, and they keep repeating it over and over and over and over and over. The Nazis, Goebbels, he would kill for this kind of media power.
This is why they're constantly calling us Nazis, because they're mirroring their own tactics,
yes,
on projection. The rest of us.
It's called projection. Absolutely.
I will. I'm going to post that trailer. That's a movie. In fact,
I want to go see.
In addition to our little focus group at the pizza place, I may put together a group to go see the movie when it comes out. We've done that before.
I want to go.
5:50.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. Still busy around the boulevard this afternoon, but no issues. Atlanta Highway, no issues there. 231 to Wetumpka is moving. There's a lot of traffic on it, but, no accidents to report at this time. 65, 85, really busy. A bit of a slowdown on 85 as you approach the I-65, 85 interchange. Tonight is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. And don't miss Monday Night Football with 50 Cent Wings, The Shack, on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let's do this with some class. And now News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Me, Greg Gunnell, Rosie, and Terry Adams, your happy hour host today, present our thought for the day.
Crack, don't smoke yourself.
Thought for the day. It worked.
We have some better thoughts than that. But
well, it's a thought.
Yeah, just it is a no. thought.
Just and no. Papa John's on the phone.
Hey, bud. Really quick. We'll be brief. Terry just brought up something. You know, the original intent of the Constitution was guaranteed free speech and press. But it was so that the press could be the critique of government if it went awry.
Exactly.
Now, what has happened is, and Terry, you used the right word. You used a weapon. It has been weaponized.
Yes, it has. Absolutely.
And that's what now you don't even look to the media or information anymore because you know most of it's bogus. Absolutely. It's not any good.
Absolutely correct.
And that's what really has made the whole thing sad is that an instrument that could be used for good or greatness has been taken to the point now where it's exactly like I said, it's being weaponized, and it's really, really, really is sad. By the way, let me tell you something kind of coincidental. You were talking about Richard Jewell and the 96 Olympics in Atlanta. My wife picked up a crystal paperweight the other day somewhere from the 96 Olympics, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's really unique. It's got the Olympic symbol in 1996 and all the rest of it in there, so it's a kind of unique piece, kind of coincidental. But anyway, all right, guys, keep at it. You're doing great.
Thank you. It is 5:55.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Cool.
Terry, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't update our friends on the score between the National League Division Series game between those Never Say Die Braves and St. Louis's Cardinals.
How'd the Bravos do?
It's a tight one as we get into the sixth inning. Tied at one apiece. Pitching and defense so far dominating this contest.
The Bravos.
I mentioned we had Ryan Turner and Allison in from Infusion on Tuesday. And they were talking about one of their many amazing, new, life-changing health providing innovations.
They are on the cutting edge of this stuff.
They are. And one of them is, it's the Red Light Room. That's the nickname for it. It's Juve Light Therapy. And I was pleased to get a note from Goddess Stick Shift Annie. She is familiar with this. She says it's great for you, and even my cat loves it.
Wow.
It's rejuvenating. It's self-stimulating. That's what these red lights do. She uses it every day. It's helped my arthritis. I've only had it for a couple of months, but I think I have better eyelashes growing.
Cool.
Well, what it does is rejuvenate. There are so many different ways you can boost your energy, boost your immune system, boost your brain with the therapies that are available at Infusion. Healing therapies like cryotherapy, energy boosters, diet helpers like IV vitamin therapy. All state-of-the-art, all proven technologies, and available in packages or combos now. Infusion has a brand new facility, take Winton Blunt Road across Taylor. On the east side, you'll see it, it's the third building down, the blue sign. Or visit Infusion Cryo and Laser and browse the ever-growing menu of health choices that they offer. InfusionCryoandLaser.com or call them tomorrow at 296-1662. We are all finished on this Thursday. Rosie, thank you. Terry, Saturday night, clearing the air here on News Talk 93.1 FM. And I'll be back in the morning with Three Men and a Lady.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. Still busy around the boulevard this afternoon, but no issues. Atlanta Highway, no issues there. 231 to Wetumpka is moving. There's a lot of traffic on it, but, no accidents to report at this time. 65-85, really busy. A bit of a slowdown on 85 as you approach the I-65-85 interchange. Tonight is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. And don't miss Monday Night Football with 50 Cent Wings, The Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Vicks Children's knows that kids ask a lot of questions, especially when they're sick.